Well, most observatory staff are located on the Front Range. Jason feels lucky to be based in Paonia. His latest project will take him west and north of here.
I'm leaving for California, and then we're going to go to Idaho and try to put some tracking devices on some black swifts, trying to figure out where they go in the wintertime.
You must have very, very light little devices on them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they couldn't fly.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's only like a gram. It's pretty amazing. They just came up with these devices called light level geolocators, and they basically just determine, you know, when the sun comes up and when it goes down, and like the times, so you can kind of triangulate where the birds are.
A similar study was done locally.
We had no idea where the species went in the wintertime. There was literally no records for black swifts in the winter. It's like they went to the moon or something. You know, they just fell off the planet. But now we know they, at least the Colorado birds, go to Brazil.
So now you know. To follow birds' arrival and departure dates, see the observations of other birders, or read the 2013 State of the Birds report, go to ebird.org, a site run by Cornell University. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.